You know, you do a show for 10 years, and so often that is kind of the nature of live theater.
Yes.
And why I love it, because very often things will go wrong out of nobody's control. And one that pops into my head that I'm particularly proud of, so I don't mind sharing it, was late on in the run of Miss Saigon, I did the show, and I was a swing, which meant I was an understudy for everybody in the chorus. There was a big dance number, The Morning of the Dragon. It's this huge Chinese pageant number. And we're all wearing Ho Chi Minh black pajama suits and wearing these Chinese tiger masks. And you don't have a lot of peripheral vision. And it's very cute. The music is very percussive, you know, bump, 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 bump. Bum, 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 bum. It's a military number, and it starts with a bunch of guys coming out with big banners, and then they leave, and then the women come in doing this Chinese dance, and after that come in the acrobats, and then everybody comes out with ribbons, and then they come out with guns, so it's very processional. And everybody is supposed to come out from curtains upstage against the back wall. The curtains don't open. Now, they're big, heavy curtains, and the curtains aren't opening. We can't get out. And the big statue of Ho Chi Minh is supposed to roll out, and he's jammed up back there, this huge two-ton statue, and I'm standing on top of it. I'm standing on its foot because there's no place else to stand because nobody can get out.
Yes.
As a performer, the one thing you can't have is dead stage.
Exactly.
And that night, I happened to be on for the first girl in the procession. And okay, here we go. And I managed to sneak out through a hole and crack in the curtain and start doing my dance. And I'm dancing and I'm looking around. And where is everybody? And nobody followed me. And I am out there on this stage by myself.
And what is the audience doing?
They're watching me. So I just thought in my head, Sylvia, you must dance for Jesus right now. And every single Asian step in every Asian show I had ever done in my life came to me. The curtain opened, and these tumblers came out, and then these guys came out with signs. So I'm in the middle trying not to run into everybody who's coming out. And once they all sort of clear, I'm like, kickball change, get off the stage.
Kickball change and walk and keep it moving.
And in an kept Asian way, kickball change and sashay off the stage.
You got to keep it moving.
Absolutely.
Because at the end of the day, you have to have that piece or that number done.